And now, the continuing adventures of Minnesota Hospital, the saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, the medical staff has returned to the State Fair Clinic, where researchers continue to work on gene therapy, having people's genes surgically removed after too much State Fair food in the miracle of... These people have been to the miracle of Girth Center. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney with his former nurse and now a new gastrointestinal doctor, Helen Trent, who has just returned from her residency in Australia, where she learned to check patients down under. We join Gil and Helen now in intense consultation somewhere in the... irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital. Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
I don't even have to fake this. Helen.
Gil, I want you to know that I gave up an exciting opportunity to do a colonoscopy to be with you here today.
And that, Helen, is why I so romantically chose these deep, dark, damp, irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, Gil, you really do think of everything, don't you?
Well, there are some things I'm thinking right now, Helen.
Dr. Whitney!
Thanks for showing up, intern. I was worried for a minute. For the love of Viagra, intern, you're more annoying than that psychotic psychiatrist we have, Dr. Kim Jung-Jerk. What is so important that you must interrupt us here in the deep, dark, irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital?
Oh, the media is here for a press conference with the governor. And they also want to know if there are any new developments on when you are planning to perform the human head transplant.
Tell them. I'll give them a heads up.
Is he gone?
Yes, but he keeps showing up every 10 minutes on the 8s.
Well, that reminds me of Monday's solar eclipse.
Yes, he's just a shadow of himself today.
No, I mean, last Monday, a solar eclipse reminded me of one of our other co-workers.
Who was that, Helen?
Dr. Kidney Hartman.
How does Dr. Kidney Hartman remind you of the eclipse?
Well, that's simple. The solar eclipse could do to your eyes what Sid Hartman can do to your ears.
Yes, another knot in your string bikini of life.
Now, for those of you who didn't hear that, it was, "Here I am, ladies, just another knot in your string bikini of life." Dr. Hartman, what are you doing here?
I am tweeting.
Are you on Twitter?
Us kids are on the Twitter. Dumb.
So if I heard you right, you said all of us kids are on Twitter. Duh. Is that correct?
Attention, please. Attention, patients of Minnesota Hospital. Because of the long lines here at the State Fair Clinic, we are going to take those of you screaming in agony the loudest, the first. Thank you, and have a fun day.
Oh, my gracious. Look who just walked in.
It's the president of the hospital, Dr. Rump.
Excuse me, Dr. Whitney. Look, I've been talking to a lot of my friends. I've got very, very good friends, fantastic friends. They're unbelievable. They're very friendly. And friendly they are, many of them friends, okay? Now, look, I just saw the backup of patients in the waiting room, and I'm going to issue an executive order right now. Tell the patients, to save time, we will be asking those in the waiting room to take each other's temperatures, okay?
I am tweeting that.
Oh, good. Sid is tweeting that. We can all go to sleep and rest tonight. And another thing, Whitney, we have to stop the leaks, okay? The leaks are terrible. So I have issued an executive order for a temporary closure of urology. It's over.
Excuse me, Mr. President?
No, excuse me. Who are you?
Dr. Jim.
What do you do?
I am the sports medicine specialist, Dr. Jim Schwartz.
Jim Schwartz, huh? That sounds like fake news. Okay, fake news.
Well, regarding these leaks, you must understand, sir, that this is the State Fair Clinic. You are going to have leaks all over, all day long.
Really? And where is that going to happen?
The swine barn, the horse barn, the cow barn.
Okay, tell me, Mr. Winner, what about all the hacking?
Well, Dr. Putin is working on that in respiratory medicine right now. By the way, as a sports medicine specialist, I couldn't help but notice you haven't been working out like you should.
All right, listen. Refusing to go to the gym counts as resistance training. Am I right? You know it. I know it. We all know it, okay?
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
Told you, Helen, every 10 minutes on the 8s. What is it, intern?
The governor has just outlawed walleye fishing in the DNR pond here at the state fair.
He can't do that.
Why not?
Where do you think our cafeteria's been getting the fish specials from?
Hey, does Sweet Martha know that you're calling them sweet walleyes?
Oh, hey, Governor.
As your governor, I've called this press conference to let you know that I've just outlawed walleye fishing in the DNR pond for the duration of the state fair. Questions for the press.
Governor! What about the lame duck? What about lame ducks?
Settle down. You'll still be able to fish in there for bass and muskie.
Excuse me. That's totally fake fish. Fake fish. Total fake fish, okay?
Dr. Whitney!
Wait a minute.
Hey! I hate to interrupt the fun stuff here. But I got something to say to your president, President Rump.
Is that so? Who are you?
I'm the Minnesota Hospital Doctor of Psychiatry. And I'm the one who introduced the original shock therapy, like in We Shock the World therapy. You, sir, are stealing my bit from 1998.
Oh, Dr. Whitney!
Yes, intern, what were you interrupting us about?
The X-ray techs are treating a patient who just swallowed some money.
Tell me if they see any change. Thank you, Helen. Got me a little diverted this morning. You never told me, Helen, you never told me why you gave up being a transplant nurse.
Well, that's easy, Gil. I hate rejection.
Okay, this bit needs some fake news. Do we have the fake news?
Good evening, I'm Dr. Walter Concrete. With more fake news, on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship Monday, Bonnie Tyler sang her hit Total Eclipse of the Heart during the actual eclipse. Meanwhile, Minnesota Hospital Colonoscopy Department has requested to hear Bob Dylan sing Blowin' in the Wind during a... You're way ahead of me. That would happen during a gastrointestinal procedure. And that's the way it isn't. Friday, August 25th, 2017. From all of us at Fake News, good night.
Helen, I have not had a chance to introduce you to our new wellness doctor who has just returned from the DNR pond here at the State Fair, Dr. PJ.
Helen, Gil, I've been rowing my boat at the DNR pond.
I'm tweeting it.
Well, it is terrific to meet you, Dr. PJ. But, by the way, what does PJ stand for?
Positively juiced. And I want you to row with me.
Well, I have heard so much about you, and I understand that you oversee our wellness department. What's your specialty?
Dr. Fleck is our new doctor of enthusiasm.
It's an elite job.
Okay, hold on for just a minute there, young fella. You need to know that long before your time, I was the original doctor of enthusiasm for Minnesota Hospital.
Dr. PJ, this is President Emeritus of the Wellness Department, Dr. Flu Holtz.
What brings you back, Dr. Flu Holtz?
Well, there he is, my good friend. I'll tell you what, it was an unused Murray Silver Butternut State Certificate.
Apparently all the BS is not in the cattle barn.
Oh, that's pretty good. Say, listen, I got something elite for you. Let's see how much you really know about football. You think the recipe card roundup in the Creative Activities Building is something? We wait till you see what I got lined up for you, Mr. Big Stuff. Let's see if your boat is still floating when we're done. I ain't bragging, but you can visit their Luseum on Cooper Street, south of the Little Farmhands.
Dr. Fluholz, that's the Kemp's Museum, not the Luseum.
Okay? Hey, look, yeah. I'm on a roll here, Whitney. As I said, during the eclipse, if you don't want a triple truffle trotter where the sun don't shine, then zip your lip, okay? Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Flu Holtz, President Emeritus of the Minnesota Hospital Wellness Center, has put together a quick little test to see if you know football under stressful circumstances with lightning-quick responses, because that's what you need to be able to do. In the heat of the battle, you have to react quickly. Now, do you think you can handle that, Mr. PJ?
Bring it on.
Okay. I'll bring it on. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I said, are you ready?
I said I'm ready.
You don't look ready.
Let's hurry, or you'll be off to Notre Dame again before we can finish this bit.
What do you call a lineman? My tongue got in front of my face. What do you call a linesman's kid?
A chip off the old blocker.
Oh. What's the difference between the Packers and a dollar bill?
You can still get four quarters out of a dollar bill.
What did the football coach say to the broken vending machine?
Give me my quarterback.
Okay. What is the donut defense?
That's the one with the big hole in the middle.
Why is a bad football team like an old bra?
No support.
I hate to say this, but just like the bacon fluffer nutter at Lulu's here at the State Fair, I am starting to like you.
I love you more than him, Flu.
Well, I had planned on staying, and you all know how much I hate to just show up and leave. But that's how I did it before, so see you later.
And that concludes this year's Minnesota Hospital at the 2017 Minnesota State Fair. There's no bill, okay? The name of the audience may be changed to protect the innocent.